Now for the reaction from the heart first of New England's vast industrial section to D-Day, we take you now to WTIC Hartford.
What is the reaction of Connecticut to the invasion? Here at a WTIC microphone to give the answer is Eugene E. Wilson, Vice Chairman of the United Aircraft Corporation, Chairman of the Connecticut War Finance Committee, and Chairman of the Aeronautical Chamber of Commerce of America. Mr. Wilson.
In Hartford and Connecticut, the reaction was immediate and vigorous. We did not wait for June 12. In Connecticut, we launched the fifth war loan with the invasion. We moved with the troops of General Eisenhower. Through the press and radio, we passed the word along to every town and hamlet. We began about 3:30 this morning, and soon our war finance committees went into action. The fifth war loan was underway even before workers on the night shifts had left their lathes and benches in our great war plants. When a few hours later our men and women daytime workers left their homes for the factories, thousands of them carried our fifth war loan battle cry, "We moved with the troops." During the hours that followed, there was a tremendous and spontaneous reaction to get busy, to buy war bonds. In 3 hours this morning, the giant whistle on the Scoville manufacturing plant in Waterbury had blown 10 times. Each blast announced that another Scoville worker had bought a $1,000 fifth war loan bond. In the town of Ansonia, a high school boy was late for school this morning. He was late because he stopped along the way to sell war bonds, $600 in fifth war loan bonds. Thousands of people reacted to our battle cry, "We move with the troops," and bought bonds in a surge that resembled the buying avalanche that followed Pearl Harbor. In the General Electric Company plant in Norfolk, Connecticut, by early afternoon, the workers had topped their quota and immediately pledged to double it. As the people of Connecticut caught the spirit of this fateful day, more and more thousands of them came into possession of war bonds dated July 6, 1944. It seemed as though everyone wanted that unique souvenir of this crucial day in the history of our country, the D-Day dated war bond. At this hour, we cannot give you a complete summary of Connecticut's reaction to this first day of the invasion. We've about 3 more hours to go until midnight. And right now, all over the state, the buying is heavy in D-Day dated war bonds. Today, Connecticut has done much to lessen the worry of our troops abroad. Connecticut has proven it is with the troops. Connecticut is moving with the troops. And Connecticut will stay with the troops until the gallant men of General Eisenhower's army come home from the great crusade.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.